Good evening. I'm Pat Thurston. This is the last hour of the program this evening. We'll join Carell at the end. He'll tell us what's coming up on his show. Right now, going on in Oakland, California, this is going on until the 23rd. This is the 20th, so it's got 3 days to go, is a psychedelic science conference. Oh, I kid you not. Psychedelic science conference. Cutting edge magic mushroom and MDMA research, that's ecstasy, points to unlikely cures for mental illness and addiction. They're going to be looking at, they're going to have over 100 of the world's leading researchers from 13 countries gathering at the Oakland Marriott City Center. They're going to be presenting recent findings on the benefits and the risks of LSD, psilocybin, MDMA, ayahuasca, ibogaine, 2CB, ketamine, marijuana, and more. And so this is just a perfect time for us to be talking about this amazing book. The book is called Mystic Chemist, The Life of Albert Hofmann and His Discovery of LSD. The book is written by Lucius Wertmüller. Wait, I'm going to get this right. Lucius Wertmüller. And Dieter Hagenbach. Now, Lucius is joining us. He was born in Basel, Switzerland. He is a consciousness researcher and parapsychologist. Since 1991, he's been president of the Basel Psi Association with over 1,200 members. It's the biggest organizer in the field of the paranormal and the spiritual in Switzerland. He's editor of Psi Info, a magazine with a print run of 30,000 copies. In 2000, he was awarded the prize of the Swiss Foundation for Parapsychology. He's the founding board member of the Gaia Media Foundation. Gaia, my children have been reading about Gaia. He was project manager of the International Symposium LSD Problem Child and Wonder Drug in January 2006 on the occasion of the 100th birthday of Albert Hofmann in Basel and at the World Psychedelic Forum held in 2008. He met Albert Hofmann when he was a child, not Albert Hofmann because that would make him very old, but when Lucius was a child, and he remained close to him until the end of his life. The book, again, is Mystic Chemist, The Life of Albert Hofmann and His Discovery of LSD, and Lucius now joins us on the Pat Thurston program. Lucius, so nice to talk with you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you.
Well, okay, I'm going to start out with the first question and the question that is foremost in my mind. Have you yourself ever taken LSD?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was in my teenage years, and I think it's an experience that changed my life. And it led me also in a different direction in my profession. So I started to dedicate myself to the spiritual and also to the paranormal, because on my first LSD trip, I had very strong telepathic impressions and experienced other paranormal phenomena. And that's really an event that changed my life.
Well, do you believe that the LSD that you had taken, allowing you these experiences, that they simply expanded your mind to accept them, or do you think they were hallucinations?
No, they were not hallucination. In fact, LSD doesn't create the experiences, but it makes them accessible to the conscious. You know, I had mystic experiences as a child, but when I was in my teenage years, I wasn't interested so much in mystic experiences. But then when I took my first LSD trip, it all came back up again, and this feeling of unity with nature, to be one with the cosmos, and also the paranormal experiences. But LSD doesn't create them, it just makes them accessible.
And so how old were you the first time you you took acid, LSD?
I think around 16 or 17 years old.
Okay, let's go back in time, and let's talk a little bit about Albert Hofmann himself and the discovery of LSD. Tell us a bit about how that happened, what he had been working on at the time. It involves that ergot, right?
Yes, he was working with ergot alkaloids, and he synthesized several compounds, derivatives of the lysergic acid, among them the 25th compound, the lysergic acid diethylamide. And when he first gave it to the pharmacological department to examine it, they found nothing special. And so it got into oblivion, but not with Albert Hofmann. He always thought there must be something about this substance. He simply liked the structure, the chemical structure of the molecule. But in fact, he didn't want to develop a psychedelic substance. He was looking for a cardiovascular agent. But 5 years later, he decided to synthesize it again. And during that process of synthesis, he must have come in contact with the substance, and he felt like a mild intoxication. He saw kaleidoscopic colors, and he felt a little dizzy and a dreamlike state, and he had no other explanation than that it came from that substance that he synthesized.
So he got a little bit on his skin somehow, and it had that kind of effect. And it was euphoric, right? He was very happy.
He was quite happy, and he thought there must be something, and so he decided on a self-experiment. And he was a very cautious man, and that's why he chose a very low dose. That's 250 micrograms, millionths of a gram. And that was the lowest dose that he could imagine that it could have any effect at all. But as it later turned out, it was quite a high dose. He himself declared it an overdose afterwards.
And was it when he took that he had his bicycle trip?
That's exactly it. He did his self-experiments at the lab. It's hard to imagine for us nowadays that in a pharmaceutical company people just make self-experiments. But that was
sounds a little
the way
dangerous.
It was with him. And that time he saw it was much, much stronger. And he just felt he had to go home. And as it was during World War II in 1943, there was no fuel available, no taxes available, and that's why he took the ride home by bicycle, and that's this legendary bicycle ride.
Was this in Switzerland?
That was in Basel, Switzerland. Yeah. Basel just located in the tri-border region, so it's near France and near Germany, but it's in Switzerland, yes.
Yeah. Now, he obviously realized that this was a really powerful substance. And as I understand it, when he shared with his colleagues that how powerful it was at such a low dose, they were very skeptical.
They didn't believe him at all. They thought he must have made a mistake. But nevertheless, they did self-experiments.
I love that.
Lower dose because they were not so sure. So they took 100 micrograms, yeah. And even his assistant, who was a lady at the age of 21, took 3 LSD trips during work time at Sando. So all the co-workers and also his superiors, they did self-experiments. And only after that were the first, LSD was produced. As a regular pharmaceutical under the brand name Deliseed, and then first systematic experiments with humans were undertaken.
All right, I want to talk a bit about that and also about the wonderful photographs in the book because the images are fantastic. So hang on with me. We'll come back. We're going to take a little break here. And let's open up the phone lines, too, to our listeners. I mean, we're talking about Albert Hofmann, the man who discovered LSD. It's absolutely amazing. And this conference that's going on now, the Psychedelic Science Conference, it's happening in Oakland even as we speak. I'm Pat Thurston, 808-0810, the telephone number. You are listening to KGO.
The worldwide resources of ABC News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks on KGO 810.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, we know how to treat you with bonus play, giveaways, special invitations, and plenty of perks. And now we're giving out something extra to everyone who signs up for Cash Club. All new members will receive $25 on their Cash Club card. It's the free and easy way to find what you'll love about Cache Creek. Are you a foodie? Then use your points in one of our delectable restaurants. In the mood to relax? Use the points at the spa. If a day on the links is your thing, then use them at Yochadihi, Cache Creek's championship golf course. The rooms are fair game, and so is anything in our gift shop. Best of all, you can use that $25 at our mini mart to gas up your car, which means the drive to Cache Creek is on us. Join Cache Club today. It's free and easy to sign up. And right now, we're giving new members a $25 credit. Only at Cache Creek. Play the best, close to home.
We were sitting in the living room, and suddenly everything started shaking.
It was cool.
It wasn't cool. Thankfully, we were prepared.
To survive and recover.
And so was our house. Our policy with the California Earthquake Authority gave us the financial strength to rebuild. And working with our homeowner's insurance agent, they got us back to normal.
For more information, visit insure.earthquakeauthority.com. California Earthquake Authority, the strength to rebuild.
Through the annual auction to support the American Red Cross, you can bid to meet Barry Manilow as he rocks the Greek Theater while raising money for disaster preparedness and relief. Sponsored by the California Earthquake Authority, this annual auction also offers you bidding opportunities to enjoy private dance lessons from the pros at Dancing with the Stars or watching batting practice from the field for the San Francisco Giants. Just go to GetPreparedCalifornia.org and help the American Red Cross help us all. Also learn how to minimize financial hardship that may be caused by earthquake damage at GetPreparedCalifornia.org. Auction items proudly secured by participating media companies.
You know, Jen, I bet if you went out and bought a new mattress set, you'd sleep a whole lot better knowing you got interest-free financing.
And if I didn't know better, I'd think I was being baited. All right, I'll bite. What's Sleep Train up to now?
I'm glad you asked. It's their interest-free for three event going on right now, but hurry, it ends soon. Choose from Beautyrest Black, Stearns & Foster, Serta Eye Comfort, and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and get 3 years interest-free financing on approved credit. That's no interest at all if paid in full within 36 months with just minimum payments required.
Plus, for a short time, save up to $400 on a Tempur-Pedic Advanced Ergo Movable Base featuring wireless remote technology that allows you to position your head, neck, and feet in a virtually limitless number of ergonomic rest positions with just the push of a button.
So what are you waiting for? Start getting a great night's sleep tonight and pay no interest for 3 full years.
For complete financing information and the store nearest you, call 1-800-378-BEDS. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cooking with Ryan Scott.
We're talking about how to make risotto, sensual risotto, sexy risotto.
Saturdays from 4 till 6 on KGO 810.
You must leave now. Take what you need. You think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast.
Good evening. I'm Pat Thurston, and we're talking about LSD. My guest is Lucius Vertmuller. Is that right?
Strange name, yes.
It's not so strange. Well. I think that probably in Switzerland it's not strange at all. It's just that I have to look at it and then make my mouth do funny things. And the book is called Mystic Chemist, The Life of Albert Hofmann and His Discovery of LSD. And you're at this conference. You're in Oakland right now, right?
Sorry?
You're in Oakland now? In Oakland,
yes, California? I'm in Oakland in the Marriott Hotel.
At the Psychedelic Science Conference.
Yes.
Okay. I want to get back to Albert Hofmann, but before we do, what's going on at the conference? What are you actually doing?
Me, I'm invited to present really the life and work of Albert Hofmann, and I was invited also for the book launch by our publisher, Deborah Parry-Snyder from Synergetic Press. But there's really a focus on the psychedelic science. You know, we started these big conferences in 2006 when Albert Hofmann turned 100. We did a huge conference in Basel called LSD Problem Child and Wonder Drug. And 2 years later, just 1 month before Albert Hofmann died at the age of 102, we did a World Psychedelic Forum. And this was also an inspiration for Rick Dublin from MAPS, the organizer of the conference here in Oakland, to do bigger conferences here in the United States. And he has really focused on the scientific side, on the therapeutic side,
right,
on the neuroscience of psychedelics. And we rather had the whole spectrum, like also its influence on art, culture, society.
But, and spirituality. Really and yours also focuses on spirituality to some extent, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. My main focus is on the spiritual side of the LSD experience. I'm not really a scientist. I just met Albert Hofmann when I was a child, as he was a friend of my father. And his discovery and also his personality influenced me really deeply because he was really a wonderful man. But my focus, I'm just not an academic. I think it's really worth this research. And I think it really helps to open doors to people who are very skeptical and just think, oh, that's drugs, that must be dangerous.
Well, we've been told that for so many years. But let's go back to Albert Hofmann. He realized this was very powerful. What did he think might be the practical use for LSD, how it might be used?
He saw several things. First, on the package of the Delizit, they distributed for free to researchers all over the world in the 1950s. There were two indications mentioned. First, to give the psychiatrist an insight into what's going on in within a psychotic's mind, and the other one was that it can support a psychotherapy because it makes the unconscious material more accessible. But for Albert Hofmann, in the most important aspect was that it reconnected people to nature, because he thought the problem of our modern time is that we just lost the connection with nature, and he thought it helps them to find again a connection and to nature, and to be conscious that we are all part of one nature.
You know, in the book, I liked his descriptions of what he was feeling under the effects of LSD. It's really telling, and he's very expressive, and it gives you a sense of the entire experience that he was having. And you said he's this wonderful man. I have got to wonder then how he felt about the United States government becoming interested in LSD and the uses that they were making of it. I mean, how did they even get wind of what the potential for LSD was?
Yeah, he, at first, in the 1950s, it was like to become an established psychotherapy. And in Europe and also in the United States, there were universities, researchers, dealing with it, using it as a therapeutic aid, but he never thought that it would be a drug that would come on the street, and he was very shocked by that because he thought it is so important to have the right set and setting, because it can be dangerous if you don't know what you are doing. But when he later heard what the U.S. government, when he heard of the existence of the so-called LSD prisoners, he was really shocked, and he wrote to John Beresford, who was an advocate of people who were sentenced to decades of imprisonment just for possession of LSD. He wrote to him several letters and said that he is deeply moved and terrified when he learned that people were sentenced to decades of imprisonment just for possession of LSD. And he also wrote to him that the stories of victims, Beresford reported to him, seem incredible to happen in a civilized society. And in one letter, he wrote to Beresford, "What kind of administration is that which commits such criminal acts?" And maybe it's also interesting for your listeners to know, but really only very few people know, California was the first state to declare it illegal in October 1966. And only afterwards other states and then the whole U.S. followed. And then they made pressure on the, all the other countries to declare it illegal. But until 66, during all the wild time of Ken Kesey, the Merry Pranksters, of Timothy Leary, LSD was a legal drug.
Well, the involvement of the government in arresting people and criminalizing people for the use of LSD, you're talking about Hoffman's reaction to that. But the government itself was using LSD. They were using it. They were secretly dosing people.
Oh, yes.
They were attempting to use it as a truth serum. I mean, I've talked to some people who, there's one man in particular whose father committed suicide. And it was because he thought he was losing his mind. He did not know that they were giving him LSD. So tell us about those situations and how Albert Hoffman reacted to that. That had to have horrified him.
He was horrified by that. He told me several occasions that he had been approached by the Russian KGB and also by the CIA. But he declined all collaboration with them. He was also approached by European militaries, but he said he didn't want to work with them and to support them. And it was really on a large scale, really in a criminal way, that it was used, because if you don't know what happens to you, if you don't do it deliberately and know what you have to expect, you really think you are getting crazy.
Sure.
It is like he himself on his first trip, he didn't really know, will it stop? Will I be dead? Is it poisonous?
Yeah.
So people who just know don't know what happens to them, they must think they are getting crazy. And that's how these accidents have happened. And I think not only the U.S. government, but the Russian, the Czechoslovakian, the Korean governments have really misused it in a criminal way.
Did they find that it actually worked as a truth serum?
Not at all. Not at all. They were also attempts to use it in from military use. So there were plans to put it, LSD, into drinking water so that the enemies or the people of enemies are getting crazy, but all these plans didn't work out. You can't put it into drinking water because of the chloride, just destroys the effect immediately. But they gave it up only after about 10-15 years of thousands of trials on innocent people and also on prisoners, on kids, and on underprivileged people.
And yet they were telling us throughout the period of time that one of the effects of LSD was that it altered your DNA, and you would have, if you had children, they would have deformities, they would have birth defects, that sort of thing. You know what, I'm looking at my clock, and I've got to take a break for the news, so why don't you hold on with me? Let's start from there, and then let's talk a little bit about Timothy Leary, too. So you hang on with me, and we will come back. We're talking about LSD, and we're talking about the psychedelic conference that's taking place in Oakland. Lucius Wertmuller is my guest. The book is Mystic Chemist, The Life of Albert Hoffman and His Discovery of LSD. You are welcome to join us. The phone number is 808-810. That's 808-0810. I'm Pat Thurston. Let's check in now with Carolyn Burns in the KGO Radio News Center. She has this update for us. Hi, Carolyn.
Hey, good evening.
I'm not afraid anymore.
Thank heavens. This is a KGO Radio News update. Well, the Federal Public Defender's Office in Massachusetts has agreed to represent the surviving suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings after he's charged because they say there are serious issues regarding possible interrogation. Dzhokhar Tsarnaev remains hospitalized after being wounded in a firefight with his brother. His brother was killed. Meanwhile, as Boston area residents start to get their lives back in order, a vigil was held tonight in Watertown. Anne Marie Fitzgerald says for some, the events of this week will never, ever really be over.
Even when everybody goes home here and when everybody, you know, gets back into their regular routines, it's not over. You know, for the people that have lost people, you know, for the marathon runners, they're going to hold this for the rest of their lives.
Meanwhile, the suspects in the Boston Marathon massacre used their carjacking victim's ATM card before a gunfight with police. Watertown Police Chief Edward DeVoe also says the suspects told the carjacking victim they bombed the race and killed a police officer. DeVoe says a car chase and shootout ensued when a Watertown officer saw the two brothers in different cars and followed them. One of the brothers was killed and the other, of course, is still hospitalized. And rescuers and relief teams are struggling to rush supplies into the rural hills of China's Sichuan province after an earthquake this morning left at least 179 people dead and more than 6,700 injured. The quake triggered landslides that cut off roads and disrupted phone and power connections in mountainous Lushan County. KGO, first traffic and weather on the fives coming up at 8:35 right after this.
Bay to Breakers, presented by Craigslist, a San Francisco original, returns Sunday, May 19th for its 102nd running. Walk or run, it's all about fun, fitness, and creative expression. Enjoy live bands and dress in your most original and innovative costume as you join thousands of other racers. Don't miss out on this amazing San Francisco tradition on Sunday, May 19th. Register now at baytobreakers.com.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I am neurologist Dr. Alex Milescop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milescop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast. And it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-851-2572. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-851-2572. Or go to Migralax.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X.com. Or call 800-851-2572.
Alarming signs. Are you watching for them? Before the Great Depression, there were alarming signs. Before the 2008 Great Recession, there were early indicators. If you miss those, pay attention. Today's economic warnings couldn't be more clear. Federal debt is $16 trillion, and in 8 years, is projected to hit $22 trillion, enough to bankrupt the country. While our currency is being debased, China, Russia, India, and others are stockpiling gold to prepare. Can your family afford another financial loss of 20, 30, even 40%? Get informed. Protect your assets right now. Call Lear Capital and request a free copy of the special report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead.
800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099.
Hey, it's Monty, and I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, El Aguila on Pleasant Hill. Authentic Mexican recipes prepared with all-natural meats, hormone and antibiotic-free, loaded with natural flavors. El Aguila uses homemade chorizo and rotisserie-grilled natural pork with fresh golden pineapple. Authentic Mexican flavors prepared with fresh ingredients. Explore their unique recipes at ElAguilaMexicanCuisine.com, then sample everything in person at El Aguila on Pleasant Hill. You'll savor every bite at El Aguila Mexican Cuisine, 1300 Contra Costa Boulevard, Pleasant Hill.
KGO traffic. Well, we have a lot of happy fans starting to hit the road tonight after the Giants beat the Padres 2-0. If you're trying to get onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, eastbound 80 is already backed up to the 101 split, and it continues slow until you do get onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. In the opposite direction, we still have a problem. People trying to get into San Francisco, eastbound 80 is still backed up to Gilman Street, and once you make the turn to the maze, then it's slow from about the 880 overcrossing to the toll plaza there. On the span, not too bad, but then as you're coming off the span into San Francisco, it's slow before your Fremont Street exit there, and it continues to the 101 split there as well. Other than that, really no other major problems to report at this hour. KGO weather, clear to partly cloudy skies overnight. We'll have some lows in the 40s to around low 50. Tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy and cool at the beaches, but it'll be mostly sunny and warmer elsewhere, with highs ranging from the mid-60s at the coast to the mid-80s inland. Right now in San Francisco, we do have 54 degrees under partly cloudy skies. On your radio, it's 810. I'm Carolyn Burns, KGO Radio News.
When it's a big story.
A letter addressed to President Barack Obama has tested positive for the poison ricin.
Depend on the Bay Area's news station, KGO 810.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Good evening. I'm Pat Thurston. Yeah, we're talking about LSD, and especially we're talking about the discoverer of LSD, Albert Hofmann. The book is called Mystic Chemist, The Life of Albert Hofmann and His Discovery of LSD. My guest is Lucius Wertmuller, and he's appearing, by the way, I keep talking about the conference, but you're going to be at City Light Books tomorrow talking about the book. Isn't that right, Lucius?
Yes, that's right. We're having a talk, show some pictures for 1 hour. Some questions and answers and book signing.
Good.
And we are really privileged. It's an honor for us to be in such a historic place where people like Jack Kerouac or Allen Ginsberg have read and been. So it's really great for us.
And taken a lot of acid, too.
Yes.
Maybe when they were doing their own book signings. Who actually knows? Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about Timothy Leary because I don't, I'm not certain. Did Albert Hofmann know Timothy Leary? Did they meet?
Yes, they met several times. And first, they were in contact after Leary left Harvard University, because Leary ordered massive amounts of LSD and psilocybin, which is the effective agent of the magic mushrooms, mm-hmm. to do his experiments. And Albert Hofmann was not sure if what he should think about Timothy Leary, and so he asked the writer Aldous Huxley what he thought of Timothy Leary, because they were friends. And Huxley said, oh, Timothy Leary is a really good researcher. And he was quite happy with Timothy Leary at first. But 10 years later, after Leary escaped from prison in the U.S., he came to Switzerland, and there they met, and they liked each other very much. There were only two things that Hofmann didn't appreciate about Timothy Leary. The one thing was that Leary was propagating LSD also for younger persons, for teenagers, mm. and the other thing was that during his time as a researcher at Harvard, that he invited the press to report on his research, and Albert Hofmann thought, this is just not serious.
Yeah.
But when Albert Leary was in Switzerland, the U.S. government asked for an extradition of Timothy Leary, and the Swiss government, they declined. And Hofmann really expressed his delight in a card to Timothy Leary, how happy he was that Swiss authorities will not extradite him to the USA. And he wrote, what a relief. And he wrote also, are you now free to travel in our country so that you can visit me to the Riti Mate, which was the home of Albert Hofmann. And he wrote also, with kindest regards, cordially, Albert. And at the 50th anniversary of LSD, 1993, they met for a last time in Hamburg for a TV program, and they renewed their friendship. But they were completely different kind of people, because Albert Hofmann, even though he was really open to all the alternative things, to artists, to the counterculture, inwardly he was a social conservative, and he remained a conservative. But on the other hand, he was just a very curious and open-minded person.
That is so funny. That seems like such a contradiction. Did he feel like he was being upstaged by Leary? Because certainly here in the United States, when we think about LSD, we think about Timothy Leary.
Yes, and that was really... That was the thing Albert Hofmann didn't like about Timothy Leary. He said, you can't do propaganda for this. This is something you have to really be prepared for. You have to know what you're doing. You have to really be careful about it. But on the other hand, as a person, he really liked Timothy Leary. He thought he was a brilliant mind.
Yeah, well, you know, there are always things that we don't like about people. You can like them as much as you want to, but there are going to be some things in there that are going to get under your skin. Okay, I've got so many other things I want to talk with you about. And one of them, and I guess this is kind of important, is right now, is LSD illegal for all purposes in the United States? I mean, do they use it for research currently at all, or is it just one of those substances that's totally banned in this country?
It's completely banned in the U.S. as far as I know. I am not from here, I'm not a specialist for that, but from what I hear, it's completely illegal, and it's also not available for research as a I think you call it controlled substance,
yes.
First category or something like that. But in Switzerland, there has been, again, research, and MAPS, which is the main organizer of the conference, they are doing all to make this research possible again. But apart from LSD, there is being done research with psilocybin, the active agent of the magic mushrooms,
right,
which, by the way, have also been discovered by Alfred Hofmann.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hey, listen, I've got to take another break, Lucius. Hang on with me, and let's continue talking about some of those other substances. And I do want to talk about what positive things people are discovering, and also about Albert Hofmann's attitude toward people simply taking LSD recreationally because it's fun. 808-0810, the telephone number. I'm Pat Thurston. This is KGO.
This is KGO 810.
What's the best way to transform your next gathering or event?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom-made T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Whether a big game, reunion, charity fundraiser, with Custom Ink, any occasion becomes a memorable event.
Thanks, Custom Ink!
On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. CustomInk.com.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
Rackspace just open-sourced the cloud and opened up a whole new world of possibilities. A world where you can move your apps and data wherever and whenever you want. With the Rackspace Open Cloud powered by OpenStack, you're free to run your cloud anywhere, in your data center, with Rackspace, or with any other OpenStack provider. You're no longer locked into the pricing, service limitations, or pace of innovation of any one vendor. Now, we all have a choice. With Rackspace, we're with you every step of the way, ready to help you design, build, and run your open cloud today. Rackspace delivers open cloud technologies and services that power over 200,000 businesses worldwide. Join the movement. Download the open cloud for free at rackspace.com. Rackspace, the open cloud company.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $100,000. $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Bigger may be better, but it doesn't cost more during Mattress Discounter's $197 mattress sale. Because right now, you can get a Serta mattress, any size, for just $197 each piece when you buy the complete set. Any size, twin, full, queen, or king. And you always get Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big. The $197 mattress sale is ending soon.
Mattress Discounters!
The Monty Show.
99% of cops are good cops, in my opinion. 99% of cops are good cops. And I truly believe that.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 1 on KGO 810.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you.
Good evening. I'm Pat Thurston. We're talking about LSD. Yes, indeed we are. We are talking with Lucius Wertmuller. He's the co-author with Dieter Hagenbach of this book called Mystic Chemist, The Life of Albert Hofmann and His Discovery of LSD. It's wonderful. You can pick up the book at City Lights tomorrow, and Lucius will be there, and he'll even sign copies of the book and answer questions for you. But we're talking a bit about Albert Hofmann. We're talking about his discovery, and we're talking about LSD in general. And, you know, like I said, I have so many questions, but I've also got listeners who are calling in, Lucius, and they want to talk to you. So let me include some of them in here. We've got Jennifer calling from Cotati. Uh-oh, I just hung up on him.
Hello?
Jennifer, uh-oh. You're on the air, but I hung up on our guest, so we'll get him back on. Do you want to go ahead and make your comment, or do you want to wait for him?
I can comment. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to comment that I did watch an LSD video on YouTube last week, a documentary about it, research taking place in the United States. And I want to thank Lucius and Pat for the great news hour.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And Lucius, I understand we have you back, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hang up on you, but... Oh, wait. I don't have him back. Okay, never mind. I don't know who I'm talking to then. Who did I just put on? All right, Lynn's giving me a finger. Not that finger. She's just telling me to wait for a minute. But I want to get my callers in here. So Jennifer says that LSD is being used in the United States for some research. There's also this media foundation that Lucius is involved in. As a matter of fact, I think he was the founder of Gaia Media. So during the break, I went to GaiaMedia.org, and I would encourage you to do that. There's some fascinating articles here, and some of those articles remind me of some of the things that I've read in the book as well. And hopefully we're going to get him back on the line so I can ask him about some of the experiments that Albert Hofmann and others did with LSD and certain animals, because it was rather astounding that a very, very low dose of LSD was given to an elephant who died. I mean, it's just a terrible story about this poor elephant who died. And yet other animals, much smaller animals, were given higher doses and didn't have that same sort of reaction. Well, let me see. Let's get we're having some trouble apparently getting him back on. So let's get Woody here from American Canyon. Hi, Woody. Welcome to KGO. I don't have Lucius here, but you can talk about LSD and ergot.
Well, I was a kid living in the country, and I'd see the big fields of cow corn nearby, and I'd see the ergot growing on the corn on some of them. It wasn't like it was every stalk, every plant had it. It was
right.
Just occasional, and I knew it was something I shouldn't mess with because you bang the stem and the spores would come flying off. I'm lucky I didn't go home high as a kite.
Did you ever have any reaction? I mean, you tried to stay away from it. Did you ever?
I don't. Yeah.
Unwittingly.
Well, I knew it was something I didn't want, and I knew edible fungus from inedible fungus.
Right.
I knew this was not something I wanted to eat. And also that my landlord lived next door. He was a longtime farmer, and he told me they call it black corn rust or something like that.
Right.
But it was a lump. It wasn't just a coating. It was a lump of fungus that actually grew into the ears of corn and exposed the kernels and stuff like that. And I knew it was not. He said they usually tried to, before they harvested it, they tried to get rid of it before they harvested it because it would cause sickness in the cows. Cows, they really get ill and die.
Yeah, it makes total sense to me. Now, okay, thank you. I believe that the ergot, that where it seems to be the most prevalent is in rye. And I've heard about that before, that, you know, if you see rye bread that's molded, you know, you definitely don't want to eat that. 808-0810, our telephone number, and I think maybe we have Lucius back. Are you back with me, Lucius?
Yes,
I'm so sorry. It was just me pushing the wrong button there. But we did have a caller who said that they are doing experiments here in the United States with LSD right now. I don't know exactly who's doing the experiments, but there are experiments that are currently being done. Can you tell us what kind of benefits some of these psychotropic drugs may have for society if we, you know, loosen our controls over them and actually allow these experiments to continue and, you know, let people start using them?
Yes, there are several indications for which LSD and related substances have been shown to be very useful. So what might astonish some of the people who don't know much about these substances is that it has been used for healing drug addiction, heroin addiction, and also alcoholism, and that even Bill Wilson, the founder of
Alcoholics Anonymous, right?
Yes, that he has been in contact with Leary and found this very promising. Another indication is the treatment of depression with MDMA. It's also the PTSD, the post-traumatic stress syndrome, which shows to be really, responding very well to that kind of therapy.
But
the last one, which is really also the study in Switzerland was about, is the terminally ill cancer patients get it, and it helps them to have less pain and to be more at peace with themselves.
All right. Yeah, hang on with me. I know that it was very short because I hung up on you, but I do have to take one more break here. And we'll come back and conclude our discussion. 808-0810, I'm Pat Thurston. This is KGO.
Spring is in the air, and you'll really notice it in your home when you clean with Zero Res. What better way to protect your family than to invest in a clean, healthy home? Call Zero Res to remove harmful grime and sanitize your house in the way carpet manufacturers require. Zero Res uses empowered water instead of chemicals to sanitize your carpet, leaving it soft and smelling fresh, so it's completely safe for pets, kids, and allergy sufferers. In fact, it's so clean you can drink it. You can't do that with those nasty chemicals other cleaners use. No one gets your carpet closer to new than Zero Res. And just as important, Zero Res technicians are prompt, polite, and professional. Let Zero Res bring springtime into your home safely. You've got to use Zero Res. Call 877-321-0739 for terms and a free commercial quote. Call now and get 3 rooms clean for $119. But this offer is only good this week, so call today, 877-321-0739, 877-321-0739, or book it online at ZeroBayArea.com. Everyone says, use Zero Res.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code Enroll60.
or call 1-800-308-0545. 1-800-308-0545. 1-800-308-0545. See lifelock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Before you reported software piracy, did you talk to your boss about it?
Yes, I did. I first wanted to give them the opportunity to take care of this issue. Their response mystified me because at first he sat there with his arms crossed saying, "We'll get back to you on this." And then they proceeded to shuffle me out of the office over the course of the next week while they went about covering their tracks.
If your company copies software illegally, report it confidentially to BSA the Software Alliance and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online at inputnopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Cooking with Ryan Scott.
We're talking about how to make risotto, sensual risotto, sexy risotto.
Saturdays from 4 till 6 on KGO 810.
Good evening, I'm Pat Thurston. Looking for work? JVS can help with workshops in resumes, networking, social media, computers, and more. JVS can help you get back to work. Call 415-391-3600 or visit jvs.org. That's a KGO community reminder. And we're just about out of time here. My guest has been absolutely fabulous. His name is Lucius Wertmuller. His book is Mystic Chemist, The Life of Albert Hofmann and His Discovery of LSD. There are so many people, Lucius, who have questions, and I guess I'm just going to have to tell them that they have to go to City Lights tomorrow. What time what time are you going to be appearing there?
We will be appearing at 5, and it's going until 7 p.m. We will have a one-hour illustrated presentation, then Q&A, and then the book signing. And I must say, from what I heard, it's beautiful music, the really appropriate music that you have been playing during this hour.
Well, thank you so much. I credit my husband with that. Thank you. Lucius, it has been a real pleasure to talk with you. I'd like to stay in touch. I think you've got a lot to say, and I'd love to have you on the program again. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
All right. And enjoy City Lights. It is a historic and it is a wonderful place to go. And right now, I think Carell may be joining us. Carell, are you ready? Are you there? Are you there on the hot seat, ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Hi, Carell. Have you ever done acid?
Absolutely. And MDA. And
you're not supposed to admit all these things.
Oh my God,
acid. You're supposed to be elusive.
I did a lot of acid. I've probably done over 20 hits of acid.
No.
Gotcha. And MDA, of course. And then mushrooms are great. I just did mushrooms 2 years ago. They're great fun. my niece and nephew were in town, and they wanted to do them. And I'm like, I haven't done those since the 80s.
Oh,
and I was like, let's do it again.
Oh,
so what the hell?
Funny.
They're great drugs if you use them, you know, properly and under parent supervision.
Yeah, but, not for children. Not for children. For children.
No, I never used any of those until I was over 21 and out of college. You don't mess with your mind when you're still trying to, you know, grow it.
So, yeah, exactly. When you're stupid.
Right. Later on, if you want to, you know, carry on. I mean, happy 420, for goodness sake.
Yes, I should have mentioned that. Happy 420.
Yes, later we'll be doing a vaporizer lesson live on the air, teach you how to use your vaporizer. Carell went to the Grand Prix today, the Celebrity Grand Prix. Talked to a lot of celebrities, from cast of Twilight to Kate Del Castillo, who's a huge Latin American star. All kinds of celebrities. Adam Carolla, they will all be joining us later via taped interviews I did earlier today. Of course, we'll be talking Boston and West Texas. I live the West Texas life. I have, you know, Karen's in Dallas, and I have family in Killeen and Harker. So it was they were all there.
Terrible.
And Jeremy Holden with Media Matters will be here to talk about the shameful and disgraceful array known as the Week in Media this last week.
Yeah, it's been they have done a remarkable job. I've been watching their website continuously.
You mean Media Matters? Yeah, no, the media has not done a remarkable job. They've done a completely terrible job, and we will talk about the many failings of the media this last week, including CNN's declaring America under attack, which was like, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, CNN. So we'll be talking about that. Enemy combatant or citizen with rights.
Right.
We'll be talking about that. And also, how come I've got to see his brother dead, but I never got to see Osama bin Laden? I'm grown enough to handle the pictures of one, but not the other.
Well, I think that's a very interesting question. Stay
tuned.
Did
you see that? There's a photo of the corpse of the brother.
Yeah, I know. I saw it.
Yeah, but we can't see Osama.
No, we can't handle that.
Right, exactly.
You can't handle the truth, Carell.
Right, exactly.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland. It's 9 o'clock.